B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
DeSean Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Uh-oh.
I'm sick. I am completely and utterly sick. Sick to my stomach. After what I saw, I have gastro pains, gastroenteritis. After what I saw in Miami last night, in the second half, really throughout the game, but in the second half, when the Sixers were outscored 81 to 54. And no hero, by the way, for Miami. They were outscored. They let Miami score 81 points on them in the second half. I've resisted and resisted and resisted. I cannot resist anymore. I said, and we had a caller who eloquently yesterday said, well, oh, you tell me, was on the Bring the Heat line. When is it time to worry? When is it time to sound the alarm? And I said after Thursday, when they played Milwaukee, after the trade deadline. But I can't hold it anymore. I can't. I'm completely sick to my stomach at the effort, at how disjointed they are in every which way. Andrew, sound the alarm. I have nothing to say but to sound the alarm. There's no song. I can't play the song. I am worried. I am panicked. The team that I've waited for years and years and years is hanging by a thread. Andrew, sound the alarm. Anybody with any kind of ideas, anybody with any basketball acumen, I need to hear from you all today. I'm literally sick to my stomach. I saw yet another desultory performance. Just, they don't care. They play like they don't care. They have no rhythm offensively. They play without a plan offensively. They're a mess. I don't know what the hell is wrong with them. Is it they've completely checked out on Brett Brown? That they don't listen to his plan? That he has no plan? That there is just a chasm, but I don't know what to do. I'm completely worried and panicked. I believe in the players. I believe in the team. I believe in this stuff. There's some issues. I agreed architecturally, but they should be better. Like, they should have their strengths. I loved going with the length. We talked about bully ball, and to a man, last night after the game, they said they were soft. Like, how does that happen? How in the world does each guy on that team say that they're soft? And they're supposed to play bully ball. If I hear one more time about Philly tough, They just don't. They're the least tough team. I'm looking at them. They should be roasted over an open flame and put together with some graham crackers and chocolate bars. That's who they are. It sickens me. Bully ball. They play nothing of the sort. It's almost criminal. And I'm scared. I'm scared that this whole thing's a giant mess and we've somehow turned into the Timberwolves. I said good morning to this, but I'm petrified.
That was a disgusting performance last night.
They gave up 81 points to...
Disgusting.
To 81 points in the second half.
Like, I was embarrassed to be a Sixers fan last night.
After they got their ass beat in Boston without Kemba Walker.
We were literally talking...
After Trae Young put up ridiculous, you know, quadruple-double type numbers in the first freaking quarter. Are you kidding me?
I said yesterday that the Celtics game reminded me of the Pacers game on New Year's Day. Last night was worse. Night was worse because you had all your guys. I mean, you're missing Josh Richardson. But yeah.
Okay, who cares?
Joel Embiid was back.
No. Listen, you know, in games like the Indiana game happened, right? All right. But they can't. They've lost three in a row on this trip, and they have looked like flaming garbage.
And they all look like they have no idea what they're doing on the court.
They have no idea. They play a flipping zone. Like, I'll give you 10 plays to beat a zone.
I can't tell you how many times I saw last night all five players just on the perimeter and just standing there. And then they're looking at each other as if like, all right, are you going to cut?
And then who's waving their hands in the air? And who's exasperated?
Oh, I saw Embiid. We were talking about with the bro. I saw Embiid five different times yesterday just put his arms up in the air when he didn't get the ball passed.
Yeah, like they're all children and, oh my God. What the hell?
I was sick last night.
It was completely sick. You know, listen, I said all along that at the end of the year, Brett Brown's fate will be decided. Now, it's like it needs to be decided now. Because you just can't. You can't throw away the whole season. I don't know what you do, who you go after, but you can't throw away the whole season. You can't continue to play like this. You can't continue to just play like this on the road with no plan. They had no plan. What's their offense? I mean, I hear bully ball all the time, but they don't play it. They don't try to get their opponents in foul trouble. They don't have, all right, yo, this is Joe's turn in the post up, and this is Ben's turn in the post up, and this is Horford, and what the hell?
I'm telling you, they all look at each other like, all right, who's turn is
I
this?
Mean, how bad can it be? How confused can you be? You know, rotate and move. They don't move. Like I see college teams, high school teams, they know how to move. They don't know how to move. Jonas, they're a complete mess.
Yes, they are a complete mess. 1-3 now since Embiid's been back.
And defensively, they're sometimesy. And they're not even sometimesy a lot.
Jimmy Butler had a field day yesterday.
Right before halftime, Jimmy Butler, and I got to stop saying, Ben, oh, an elite defender. Jimmy Butler cooked his ass.
Yep.
He cooked him. He breaded him. He cooked him like chicken cutlet. I mean, seriously? And there's no help. Where's the rim protector? Where's the big man coming sliding over to protect the rim? He's got his head in the clouds.
I hope they had fun at the Super Bowl, though.
Yeah, I mean, and shame on everybody involved because, you know, the one guy, Mr. Fanatics, gets the suite. Mike Rubin gets the suite and then brings all the celebrities and all that stuff. And then you embarrass yourself. And that was after embarrassing themselves on national TV. They got blown out in Boston. I mean, I mean, enough's enough. You got to lock the doors. You know, I don't care you're Miami. You know, nobody's going out. I got an 8 o'clock curfew. We're doing room service. We're going to go sit in the damn hotel.
We'll go to the conference room.
I don't want to hear about you going to Miami and this and that. This isn't trips for fun. You had all summer to go to Miami. You got to figure this out. I'm sick. I'm completely sick. This is awful. Awful.
You know it was good yesterday, Ant?
Yeah.
We can play this song.
We had a caller who said, he said, look, you know, Flyers are the real story.
Feel the shake, man.
I'm just beside myself today. You know, Flyers at some point, you know, we'll find out how good they are as a contender and that sort of thing. We all thought that would come in time. You get Carter Hart back and on, and then maybe they're a year away from, you know, really being a Stanley Cup contender. This Sixer team is...
We thought finals this year.
I mean, that's it. Anything shorter than finals is a complete disaster. And they're a six seed. A six seed.
And like 2 weeks ago when I was saying, all right, they're the six seed right now, but they're only 2.5 back at the two seed.
Well, exactly.
Now all of a sudden that gap is getting bigger. They're four back now, the four seed.
I know. And that's why it's alarm time. Like, you go, all right, you understand what it's like to play in the NBA. You understand to see how the long season goes. And you give it time, you give it time, you give it time. But that's it. Like, you can't, and now you're seeing stuff on the floor that's completely alarming. You're seeing don't care mode and raising their, shrugging their shoulders. It's bad.
And the shoulder shrugging was happening in the second quarter.
Bad.
When the game was still close.
How would they do that about the end of the first quarter? They threw away the ball.
Yep.
Dude, disgrace.
This wasn't even the 81-54 second half. This is when the game was close.
Oh, my God. I'm dying. All right. Let me just talk about Golden Nugget Jewelers for a second. Valentine's Day's coming up. You're going to need a present. You're going to need something good. Maybe you found someone you really, really love. And you can turn off the basketball team. And get her turned on with an incredible piece from Golden Nugget Jewelers. That's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, the corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. Best brands to Corey Viraggio, Simon G, Michael M, Jeff Cooper. If you're getting engaged, man, pop the question. You got to go to the official 4 for 4 jewelers. That's right. Phillies, Eagles, Sixers, Flyers. Make sure you go there. Beautiful showroom around the corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers. We're going to take great care of you. Tom Cuss sent you. Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Then you mentioned the physicality. I mean, you guys are a very tall, big team. Why can you pinpoint why you haven't been able to?
We were soft.
The only thing I can do is sound the alarms. When is it time to worry? Now. When is it time to panic? Now. We were soft. No bleep. All right? Don't believe you were soft. You're soft every game. Like, you were soft Saturday night against Boston. You were soft against Atlanta on Thursday night before that. When aren't you soft? I mean, really? When do you play bully ball? It's amazing. Bully ball. It's not even a thing. It's not.
They're not playing bully ball.
They're playing baby ball. Yes. And here's the thing. Brett's hanging by a thread, right? I mean, let's be real. He's hanging by a thread right now. At some point, you got to lose it, don't you? Like, I respect the professionalism and the consistency of being that guy, the nurturer. At some point, when they're walking all over you, you gotta at least, I don't know. I gotta believe you. At least the young guys. Like, what are you doing, man? Yeah, you know, if they're not gonna listen to you now, then what does it matter if you start trying to enact some sort of hammer?
And even last night, Brett was talking about how Joel Embiid struggled against the zone, and that's why they went away from his touches, because he had less touches in the second half. And then Embiid was asked about that, saying, hey, Brett said that you struggled against the zone a little bit. He was like, you know, with all due respect to Brett, I don't believe that. Like, he's just like...
Yeah, we have that somewhere I want to hear.
Yeah, but, he's like, hey, with all due respect, but I don't agree.
But here's the thing. Like, I don't think... I think they're losing. I think he's losing them, and I don't know if it's because there's no offensive game plan. Like, we all sit here and say it time after time after time after time. You know, bully ball, attack. You're built for 16. Well, guess what? 16 started now. Like, you know, 16's turned into 60. You better start playing real basketball. And that means you got to gut it out. You got to bust it. They don't bust it. Besides missing shots, I thought Al Horford was a veteran. I like bringing him in here. Yeah, you know, the money was the money, but you bring him in here, come on, say something, Al. Al's quiet. He don't say anything. Go talk to your big man who's Mr. Powder. What are you doing? It's your boy, Cyrus. Jeez. Dude. You gotta act like this is the end of your life. You gotta play. There's no urgency. It's like just delicacy, just being delicate. Oh. Start off, Joey. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, cuz?
What's up, man?
Sad day. My thoughts on this team is, after last night's game, it's clear to see that Brett Brown completely lost this team. He lost everyone. It's like these players don't want to play for him. I don't think that trading Ben Simmons or Embiid is the issue. If I were the GM of the Sixers, I would want to move on from Brett Brown immediately and go after Jaren Collins from Golden State and bring him in here, give him a shot at a head coaching job, get some fresh blood in here. And I feel like he has the experience of coaching superstars with egos. He's been a part of two NBA championships. I think he'd be a good fit on this team for Embiid and Ben Simmons.
Maybe. I don't know much about him other than, you know, Utah picked him. I don't know much about him other than I know he's assistant up there. And he's smart, dude. He went to Stanford. But that's really all I know much about him.
Yeah, you know, coaching under Steve Kerr, I'm sure he's learned a lot. And like I said, just having the experience.
I know. I mean, maybe. Excited. I mean, listen, it's a good name. It's a good thought. It's a real good thought. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. You go the Mark Jackson route or Van Gundy. I don't know. We heard the names out there. Joey, that's a good name. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, if Elton Brand, if he's listening, reach out to Jaren Collins and bring him in. I feel like you could do something with this team and these players. But
well, you know what's funny? I remember covering him in the Final Four. He played with Tony Gonzalez. No, that way he was at Cal. Who did he play with? Andre Miller? I'm trying to remember who it was. Because they made a run in like the late 90s, Jaren Collins. Wow, check that out. It's a good name, Joe. As always, great call by you. Great call. Wow. Forgive me. I love this team, right? Like, I love them. I root for them, really. They're terrible. Absolutely. Like, the effort, it's just unforgivable. Some of the performances. You know, a couple you slough off, but just like, oh, this is on a regular basis. Oh. Jay, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jay.
Hey, how you doing? I stayed on the phone because usually a caller or yourself says a point that I'm thinking, and I'm like, okay, they get it. And so, like when you said Mark Jackson, I was about to hang up. I'm like, oh, well, he gets it. We need somebody that's going to hold players accountable. And I tell you, anybody that knows Brett Brown knows he's a good guy. But he's not holding players accountable. Yeah. It's just not that. It's not in his makeup.
Yeah.
And, you know, you need somebody like that. Or like the other guy said, I don't know who this guy is with Golden State.
Jaren Collins,
Phil Jackson type of coach.
Yeah.
Where you know
what's amazing? I don't know in 2020 if that works, if any of it works anymore. But Pat Riley 15 years ago would have been perfect.
Yeah, it would have been perfect.
Because that's his type of team, right? Like, it's long, it's defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't tell about this team and who needs to go and stay until you get a coach.
I agree. I agree with you.
And then you can say, hey, this guy's a lost cause. Embiid is a lost cause. We paid him too much money.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, but you can't tell that.
You're right.
It starts with the coaching.
Because here's the thing. And this is what you don't understand. They have no plan offensively.
Right. We
think about one thing, right? So you know how they're built, and you know that they're not a three-point shooting team. So if you think about how that Ben can run, right? If you think about that, Jay, doesn't it make sense that, hey, when you have runouts, you got Ben sprinting down the floor like the Showtime Lakers.
Then
when it becomes a half-court game, let's go get the other team in foul trouble, right? And let's pound it down low. And let's be rugged. And let's get teams in the penalty early.
See, you get it. I've lived in four different states. And I'm telling you, you ask callers that lived in other states. Philly gets it. They understand. If a coach want to listen to any fans in the world, they listen to Philly fans because it's so obvious. And Philly makes it so simple that this is what needs to happen. And we're always right. It's that obvious. It's not always that obvious with other states to where what needs to happen. Everybody gets it. Sometimes I don't think the owners get it.
Yeah, bro. I hear you, Jay.
Thanks for the call, man. But the only reason why I don't call is because somebody always gets it right before I get through.
I mean, you're great, so call anytime, buddy. Take it easy. I mean, there's no plan. Right? Like, you know, I get there are times when you need to shoot threes, but you got to figure out a half-court offense where you're utilizing your size. Right?
Yes.
Is that bully ball? Like, here's the thing about bully ball. I don't know if it works or not because I haven't seen it. Ben Simmons... They all said it last night. We're soft. Yeah. Well, if you're soft, you can't be playing bully ball.
And then
no bully there.
Somebody asked Mike Scott. They said, so Ben Simmons said you guys played soft tonight. How do you fix that? And he goes, don't play soft.
Yeah, because you're right. He's right.
Yeah.
Don't play soft. But what does that mean? Because there's no such thing as bully ball when you're soft. All it really is right now is bully bleep. That's what it is.
Yep. Like, listen, I kind of did it tongue-in-cheek yesterday when I was doing my update. I said, you know, Sixers play the Heat tonight at 7:30, and Embiid, Harris, and Simmons were all at the Super Bowl yesterday.
Right.
I kind of did it tongue-in-cheek, but at the same time, I was like, it just adds up.
Yeah, but, here's the thing. That's the last thing
yes.
I want to hear, let alone this fan base that has suffered through the process and everything else, that they see those guys at the Super Bowl. I mean, you know, people get nuts at that. And they're right.
Yes.
Like when you suffer through the process, last thing you want to see, hey, it's one thing. If they're rolling, it's like anything else, right? To the victor, go the spoils. If you're playing great ball and you're rolling through the East, hey, man, go to the Super Bowl. Preen. Go be that guy. But if you're limping and quitting and sucking, you don't belong to the Super Bowl. You should be mocked. You're the most dysfunctional and disappointing team in the NBA right now. They're all saying it across the league. Guys in the league,
the Sixers were trending nationally yesterday.
They're getting mocked.
I look up right now the First Take show that I don't know why people watch.
Yeah,
what is the problem with the 76ers? I don't know. It's national news now.
Yeah, well, it starts with, and I hate to say it, you got to have a plan. Your coach has got to have a plan. They're not, you know, sometimes you wonder, you go, Brett, they're not the Euro team that you want to coach. Like, they're not. There's no Marco Bellinelli, and there's no Ilya Sova, and I don't know. I can't even tell what the personnel is about because I haven't seen it used properly in that sense. I love the dude to death. I do. I want him to succeed. He's the best. I want him to succeed. But this team is just not, they're quitting on him. And you know the deal? Bill, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bill.
Hey, what's going on, bud?
Hey, Billy.
I can hear it in your voice, man. I can really hear it in your voice.
It's terrible. Terrible.
You know what this team reminds me of? The late Chip Kelly Eagles.
Wow. Oh, God.
And
wow.
I mean that in a way where these guys, I definitely think Brett has lost them. But these guys are doing whatever they want. But you know what? I mean, I blame them, but I don't blame them. They're in their early 20s. You know who I blame? This is coming from the top. They're at the Super Bowl with Michael Rubin and Josh Harris. And it's okay. It's okay to them.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know, they're more worried about getting photos with their guys down in Miami at the Super Bowl than being like, well, maybe you guys should, you know.
Yeah.
You. And so when the culture at the top is like that, and it's just going to roll downhill, and everything's fine.
Yeah,
I'm afraid you're not going to make – I'm afraid you're not going to make the playoffs. I'm being honest.
Well, fortunately, you're kind of locked into the sixth seed right now. I mean, you know, it is what it is. But but making the playoffs, I mean, I'm expecting finals. You know,
like
to me, anything short of finals, other than some epic series with Milwaukee in the conference finals, is a disappointment.
Right, and let me ask you something. Did you think you were going to go down to Miami and Jimmy Butler wasn't going to try and burn you guys? Like, did you think he was just going to, like...
Of course. You know, I mean, you know, think about it, right? You know, listen, he had his issues with Brett. And, you know, I mean, he's looking to put a nail in his coffin.
Well, he's just that type of player.
Right.
When he's going to give you everything he has just to be able to talk his game after that.
Yeah.
And as far as the bully ball goes in, bully ball is when you impose your will on other teams. You take what you want from other teams. It's the other way around. They bully us.
Correct. You
know, they take things from us. And it's until the culture changes.
Yeah, I hear you, bro. I hear you. Thank you, Billy.
You
hang in there. I know. I you're right. I mean, yeah, I love them. I got, you know, I'll never back away from it. Like, I thought if you have the longest team in the history of the NBA, that you're going to play a certain way. You know, we've been through this, the analytics, and like I understand 3-for-2s, but if you can't shoot them, then what good are they? And by the way, who's to say you can't win against a dramatic 3-point shooting team if you give other team issues? Like, go back to the first flipping game of the season against the Celtics. Every time Kemba Walker's on the floor, he's got problems with their length. When you're properly rotating and actually giving a damn and playing defense, look how difficult it is for teams to score on them. And then what happens is they get turnovers, they get runouts. But you got to do it for, you got to want to do it every night.
I think the biggest problem for me is that we did hold on to the Christmas Day win. We held on to the first three games against the Celtics. Like, all right, once we get to the playoffs, they know how to play the teams that are going to be in the playoffs. These last two games, I forget the Hawks game, but these last two games where the Celtics didn't even have Kemba Walker and you didn't show up, and then last night where you didn't show up, and now Thursday when you're in Milwaukee and they have the revenge factor on their side, and if you don't show up again...
Well, who's to say they're going to show up?
Exactly.
They played soft against Atlanta. They allowed Trae Young to get a double-double in the first quarter. Are you kidding me?
But what I'm saying is, like,
freaking kidding me? And then they go to Boston, and like you said, there's no Kemba Walker, and they don't even play, right?
Right.
And then the second half, like, they play, they're all right first half. They're trying, laboring, right, whatever. But they give up 81 points. 81 points.
And you're now 1-3 against that Heat team.
And here's the other thing, too. Like, when you look at how you're supposed to play, you know, Korkmaz can't play for extended periods because he's horrible defensively.
Gets exposed.
Right? Horrible. You know, the rest of them got to try. You got to stagger. Like, going forward, you got to be dramatic. First of all, Horford's off the bench. And Matisse, I know he was horrible. He's getting bad fouls. He's hitting a rookie wall. So what? He's got to start opposite Simmons. And you got to go with a defensive grouping and stagger the minutes between Embiid and Horford. And let Horford run with the second unit. You got to go make a trade. Go get Alec Burks. You see what he did the first half yesterday? 16 points. Hit 4 threes. Go get him off the bench. Let him go score off the bench. And you have a second unit. You got to run a real second unit.
Whew. It's sad though because I'm excited for Alec Burks, but is that one fix right there?
No, they have many needs to do. Most importantly,
right.
They have to figure out who they are. What's their identity? Because it's not bully ball.
We've been talking about this identity thing. The entire season. The entire season we talked about identity. Brett Brown told us, let me get to 2020. Let me get to 2020.
Yeah, 2020's here.
And I'll figure out this team.
And it's already month two of 2020, and it's a mess.
It looked worse than 2019. 2019, at least they were exciting and fun to watch. It looked like they had something to play for.
I know.
Give me 2020, and I'll figure out this team's identity. You look worse. I digress.
There's no digressing. It's the truth. It's the truth. It's sad. I'm sick to my stomach today. I got the Embiid gastroenteritis. All right. Let's talk about the great tomato pie. Well, we're going to drown our sorrows in some incredible tomato pie from Corps Police Bakery and Deli. Wow, you walk into that one of those four locations and you smell the tomato pie cooking, baking in the oven, the tomatoes and the olive oil and the basil and all the fresh herbs. It's incredible, tomato pie. They have the four locations in Norristown, Limerick, Audubon, and Douglasville. See, since 1924, the Corps Police family has dedicated their lives to serving the highest quality tomato pies. All right. I mean, phenomenal.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You can't beat the Court Police tomato pie. So you can have your event catered by Court Police Bakery and Deli. Your guests will be talking about how great the food was. Perfect for any gathering. Desserts are ridiculous. You're going to love them all. All the great teams have a go-to guy. When it comes to great tomato pie, my friends at Court Police Bakery and Deli, my go-to guy. See more at CourtPoliceBakery.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Would you sound the alarm, Andrew? Andrew, sound the alarm. Somebody's got to hear it. Jared Collins is on the West Coast. Mark Jackson. Van Gundy? Question mark.
I'm afraid my cousin, I was, of course, texting with my back and forth with my cousin, watching the game, losing our minds. And he said, brother, my biggest fear is that this could be the process apocalypse. And I can't have it. Like, there's no way in the world.
You shudder when you hear that.
I swear to God. If this is the process of apocalypse upon us, I'm done. I'm dead. That's it. I give up.
This is the sports gods flipping two birds at us.
Then I give up. Then I can't believe it. Because if I somehow even entertain that thought, it just might push me over the edge. You see me like, you know, under the L, going like, hey, blah, 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 blah.
There's a lot of anti-process people that are having field days today.
You know what? Bleep them all. I don't want to talk to them.
They're having field days.
Well, good. Good for them.
Coach is soft. You never knew how to win before.
Okay, well, that might be so. I mean, listen, that's not anti-process. That's fine. Like, you know, listen, it certainly appears... You don't have to be Sherlock to keep the look at the signs and go, you know, we've seen coaches lose teams. And right now, you know, 2+2. Sort of feels that way. The only thing is, what I can't stomach is anyone taking glee. Like, forget that.
There are.
Okay.
I
don't need to know that, though. All right? Because those people can go get run over by a bus. I don't need to have you taking glee in the Sixers' demise. You're not a real fan. You're just a flipping creep, all right? Just a creep. Don't watch sports because you're a creep. If you're taking joy, then you're taking joy in misery. You're nothing but a Cowboys fan.
There are a lot of I told you so people out there today.
I told you so is different than I'm taking glee.
That's true.
And if you are telling, you say nothing. I told you so. So I'll tell you what. The hell out of here.
Want the Twitter poll?
No. I don't want the Twitter poll. How about that?
You're not interested in the NBA?
No, I'm not.
I'm beating Steph Curry one from yesterday.
I'm not. How about this? I will give you the Twitter poll sponsor.
Okay.
Pissing me off. This team's, I'm miserable. Absolutely miserable. Polls brought to you by Marvin E. Cairns Heating, Air Conditioning, Duct Cleaning. Who can keep your wife warm this winter? Cairns can. With emergency HVAC repair service available 7 days a week. Special financing on a new Trane heating and cooling system. If you need one, visit MarvinE.Cairns.com today.
People want Steph over Embiid. There's your results from yesterday.
No bleep, Sherlock.
And Brett Brown will finish the season.
I don't know, dude. Honestly?
That's what the poll results
are. Yeah, but I got news for you. That was yesterday.
No, that was this morning.
Really?
Yes.
That's shocking to me. Is that will or want?
No, it was will Brett Brown finish the season? And I made sure to mention, put your opinion aside, will he finish the season? And the majority of people saying yes, he will.
What's the majority? What's the vote? What's the split?
59% he will, 41% he won't.
I mean,
I never thought that there would be a chance that they fire him this season.
Dude, as much as recently as last week, I go, nah.
Right.
Even yesterday, I go, but nah. But you can't have a game like last night. Like, you can't come out and continue to have no plan, and then they just don't show up. How many nights are they not going to show up?
Yeah, it's been way too many.
And you can't
even against the teams in the East that you need to face in the playoffs.
Well, that was the whole point. And the one caller nailed it. He said, you can't even make a judgment on, you know, who doesn't fit, who needs to be traded, until you try it with a different approach.
Right.
A real bully ball approach. Let's go to Jerome. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerome.
The butler did it. Look.
You're making jokes?
Yes. We got to find some kind of...
I find no humor.
Well, you see, the humor is in looking at things realistically. I'm in that 59% that thinks Brett is going to finish the season. I mean, you can't have a knee-jerk reaction to this thing.
I'm usually dead right with you, Jerome, when it comes to having a knee-jerk. But if they're not playing,
the only thing that could be effective with that is if you had the owners and the general manager with the coach come there with the team as a whole and say, look, whatever rest of these games, no matter whether you finish getting into the playoffs or not, or winning a round, that doesn't matter. This is about whether or not you want to take and continue to play with that team. And that's everybody that's on here. There is no untouchable. Then you have, you might wake some eyes up. Because when you have somebody that goes and says, well, we were soft, and he gives a little smile, I wonder where the commitment is, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't make me feel good.
No.
Okay?
Yeah.
You see, my thing is how, now, I'm not Notre Dame fan. It's a big thing of how a difference a day will make. And I was going to hang up. But this is where I see it. Let Brown finish the season. If he's out, get no backing. And I wonder.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.